Good. Here's my question. What is your favorite song? Would anybody like to share in the microphone? I'm going to hold it. You just talk into it, okay? What is your favorite song? Anybody? Think about it. Raise your hand if you have something. Okay. What's your favorite song?
Wheels on the Bus. What is that?
The Wheels on the Bus. Where do they go? Where do they go? Round and round. Round, right? Way to go. High five. Anybody else?
Golden.
Golden. Would you like to sing any of that?
No.
No. Okay. Anybody else? What'd you think?
I wish.
That's okay. We'll come back to you. Keep thinking. All right. Who else has a favorite song?
Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
That is so specific. Way to go. Chicka, do you want to sing some of that?
Not now.
Okay. What's your favorite song?
Disney World.
Disney World? Oh, Joy to the World. Way to go. There you go. I thought you meant every song at Disney World. Anybody else? What'd you think? Oh.
Jesus loves me.
Nailed it. I did not plant her. That was all my friend. Okay, way to go. Do you guys want to hear my favorite song? It goes a little something like this. No, keep it going. We can all sing it. That's right. From the back. Okay, well, you get the idea. It's Freebird, okay? It can pop back on at any time if it wants, so we can all rock out for a minute. Okay. I have a vivid memory of... raise your hand if you know the song Freebird.
Me.
Come on. Let's go. Oh, thank you for participating in the group. Raise your hand if you... Way to go. Way to go. Way to go. Okay, I have this vivid memory of driving to college. It was actually a college visit. And it was this beautiful spring day. And I was driving in my 1994. Do you know the year 1994? It was way before you were born, but it was a great year. And I was driving my 1994 teal Toyota Celica. Do you know what the color teal is? It's like a cross between green and blue. And mostly girls have jackets and stuff in that color. It was the color of my car, and it had a gold pinstripe down the side. And it had a sunroof. Jealous? And I'm driving down, we're going to get it one of these days. And I'm driving down the road, headed to Berry College to check it out and see if this is where I want to spend the next 4 years. Turns out it wasn't. Go Dogs. But... So I'm driving to Berry College, windows down, sunroof open, ripping Freebird. And what was happening inside of me was just as overwhelming. It's one of those core memories, and I don't know why it was a core memory, but it just stuck. And there was this deep sense of joy that was happening inside of me that I can still, it doesn't take me any amount of hard work to jump back to that moment. Songs do something inside of us. When you sing, do you know that your brain releases chemicals called endorphins? Can anybody say endorphins? Nailed it. Nailed it. These endorphins are like the chemicals that make you feel good. It makes these neurons, these little things in your brain, fire off and make you think clearly and make you think and sing and want and know, and everything inside of you clicks and comes together. It actually reduces your blood pressure. Anybody know what blood pressure is? You will. It helps every part of your body feel better. And did you know that singing isn't just something that we do? Did you know that singing is something that God does? Raise your hand if you knew that God sings. What? Isn't that crazy? What do you think he sings about? What song do you think God would sing? Jesus songs. Solid. Good guess. Sunday school answer. It's always Jesus. I want to read a scripture that tells us what God sings about. So everybody look at the screen and listen to me. This is the prophet Zephaniah. So Zephaniah is in the Old Testament. It's after, you remember King David? It's after King David has established his kingdom. And this is something that as his people are walking away from him, this is how he calls them back. You ready? Zephaniah 3, 16 and 17. On that day, can you see it? On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak, for the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you." Do you hear it? With loud singing. You see it? He will exult over you with what? Say it again. He will exult over you with what? Loud singing. That's what God is doing right now. He's singing over you. Do you believe it? Here's how that makes a difference. There's two ways that what God sings about changes how my heart sings. And it's these two things. Look up here. Number one, God's song. Are they up there? No? There it is. God's song gives us hope in the darkness. We're going to talk about darkness. Number two, God's song assures us of his love. What's the first thing God's song does? Hope in the darkness. What's the second thing his song does? Assures us of his love. Good. Okay. Was anybody in the dark this week? Raise your hand if you were in the dark this week. Raise your hand if your house is still in the dark. I'm so sorry. If you were in the dark this week, what did you use so you could see? What? A different... Everybody, he used a different house to see in the dark. Nailed it. That's exactly right. You use what to see in the dark?
A flashlight. My dad's flashlight. It is so bright.
It is so bright. A so bright flashlight. Anybody else use a so bright flashlight? Yep. What else?
A generator.
Oh, so good. Raise your hand if you had a generator. Thank the Lord for generators. Anybody else use anything to see in the dark?
Batteries.
Batteries. Yep. Batteries got to keep that lightning, that flashlight going. So Zephaniah, who's this guy who's talking right now, is a prophet. And he speaks for God. And this is what God tells him to say. He's speaking into a really dark time. They didn't need actual flashlights. They needed a flashlight inside their heart. They were in a dark time because they were walking away from God. What do you call it when you walk away from God and do what you want instead of what God wants?
Sin.
Sin. Nailed it. Disobeying, yes. When you walk away from God and do what you want to do instead of what he has called you to do, and what he has told you is good, then that's called sin. And that's what was happening all across God's kingdom. All of his people, many were walking away from him. We're not caring about him anymore. We're not singing about him anymore. We're not worshiping him anymore, but only worshiping themselves and doing what they wanted to do all the time. This week, you may have been in a dark time too. This week, you may have done things, you may have said things that you're not proud of. You may have yelled at your sibling. You may have hit someone. You may have lost your temper and thrown a tantrum. And what you've found inside of yourself is maybe there's a lot more that's going on in here that I wish wasn't. Adults, amen? Like, trials, just suffering brings out the worst in me. It brings out the worst in us. And coming out of a week like this, it's really easy to just experience a lot of guilt and shame for how what was happening in here. Like C.S. Lewis, the rats are in the cellar, but something like this happens and the light gets switched on. And then you see all those ugly rats in there. You see all the ugliness that's happening inside of here. That's what's happening to God's people right now. And so this word from Zephaniah is just as true for us as it is for them. And here's what God wants to tell his people while they're sinning, while they're disobeying, while they're running away from God. What does he say? He says, on that day, I will sing over you. I will rejoice over you. I will quiet you with my love. In dark times, the song of the Lord, he sings over us a song of his pleasure and joy over us. When everything inside of us, when you do something wrong, when you do something bad, how do you feel about yourself? You feel bad. You feel bad. That's called guilt. That experience, you feel what?
I feel embarrassed.
Embarrassed, so good. That's called shame. Guilt and shame happen when we do bad things. And when we do, we want to hide. And we don't want anybody else to see us. And yet God says, I want to sing and remember. I want to sing louder than that voice inside of your head that says, you're bad, you're awful, you're the worst. I want to sing louder than that voice and say, I love you. I love you. And I want you to know it. It's a hope. His song is a hope when everything in here and everything out there is dark. Okay? Second thing. God's song assures us of his love. How did you feel when the power came back on? Say some words. How did you feel when...
Happy.
Happy. What else?
Relieved.
Relieved. Yeah, what else?
Excited.
Excited. This is what happened inside of my heart when the lights came back on. Let's see if we got one more song. You ready for it? Sure. Free Bird. All over again. Right? You know it? You know it? Anybody else feel this when your lights came back on? If your lights came back on, maybe they haven't yet, but come on. You're like, oh yeah. Oh, that's good. Feels so good. I was outside. You know the song? Celebrate Good Times. I was outside when my lights came on and we put all of our food that was in our fridge outside of our house. Anybody else do that? And you put it in the cooler, not to keep it from getting warmer outside, but to keep it from getting colder and freezing. Anybody else do that? I was outside moving something in one of the coolers and bloop, the lights came back on. And literally I threw my hands in the air and did a little dance like this. Anybody else do that? God's song helps us to dance like that. Because he says there's a day coming when everything inside of us that says you don't deserve my love, everything inside of us that says you should be cast far away from me, he says there's a day coming where I'm going to fix all of that, where I'm going to sing over you with my love. And that his song begins to free us to dance and to sing inside of our hearts. And notice that it says, can we go back to the passage? It says, on that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. Did you feel like you needed saving this week? When those power trucks came down your street, did you say, help, I need saving. Come by my house. Turn on my lights. You did. Well, guess what? Your parents did. And in the same way, when darkness happens inside of us, when we see our sin as we're running away from God, His song calls us back to him. Do you notice that it doesn't say God is singing about his judgment? God's not singing that he's so happy that he's going to cast us out. Maybe some of us, do any of you sometimes think about God like a grumpy judge? Like he's mean and he's kind of glad that we get bad things because we do bad things. I love that so many of you are shaking your head no. That means you're being discipled well, because that's not who the Lord is. Who do you believe the Lord is? Do you believe that he's mighty to save? Do you believe that he'll rejoice over you with gladness? Do you believe that he'll quiet you with his love? Do you believe that he'll rejoice over you with loud singing? Do you?
Strong.
He is strong. Totally. And so this prophecy way back then is pointing to a day. On that day. And on that day, what day is he talking about? What day do you think the Lord is saying, on that day, I will rejoice over you? What do you think? Not bad. Not bad. I'm going to give you a hint. Ready? I'm going to give you a hint. On that day. Can anybody see what this is? Little cups. On that day. Can anybody see this? Little slivers of bread. On that day, I will rejoice over you with my love. And like a mighty one, I will save you. What day is he talking about?
The day he died on the cross.
Look at Matthew 26. Guys, can you see this up here? Matthew 26 says this. Now, as they were eating, this is the disciples with Jesus. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup. And after he had given thanks, he said, "Drink of it, all of you. This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." What? Poured out for many, for the, what do you say? What's that word? For the forgiveness of sins. So Zephaniah is way back here before Jesus. He's way back here in this side of history. And he's saying, on that day, I'm going to sing over you. I'm going to love on you. I'm going to care for you. I'm going to forgive you. And that day that he's talking about is this day. That the Last Supper, on the night when Jesus was about to be betrayed by all his best friends, on their worst day, Jesus was at his best. Zephaniah is way over here talking about the day when God, who is mighty to save, would become man and would live the perfect life of righteousness in a dark world that you and I can't even do for a week or a day or an hour. He would do it for his whole life. And on that day, he would also die. Why? That his blood would be shed and poured out for the forgiveness of sins. And so for everyone today who are trusting in Jesus, this day is our day. And look what it says that Jesus did. Look at that last verse. And when they had what? Sung a hymn. Jesus sings over his friends who are about to turn their back on him. And he sings over us, his friends, when we turn our back on him. And that song beckons us back time after time after time. And so whatever darkness you've been in this week, for whatever sin you've struggled with this week, for whatever guilt and shame that you may be feeling walking in right now, on this day, Jesus took care of it. And on the cross, he sung his love spread wide over you.